Now, before we go into the regular to other questions, I do have a question that somebody sent in that I want to go over real quick. And then we can, then I'll put the floor out for your other questions also. And the question was, can a child may and they're thinking like maybe 12 years old, be a Bible beater or a Bible thumper? And what that means is somebody who keeps throwing scripture at you and they're just very knowledgeable and even in a young age is the Bible. It says, should they be corrected when they're doing that? I mean, they just throw the Bible at you at every time you say anything. Or as a babe with a passion for the Lord, should this be allowed to continue? That's an excellent question. Why? Because not only with kids, but even with adults, knowing the word has been so rare, we'll allow a bad habit. Now, what I mean by that is a bad habit. 1 Corinthians 8 lets us, and it says in 1 Corinthians 8 that knowledge puffs up, but love builds up. One of the worst things we can do is turn into the know-it-all Christian that's always throwing scripture at people. So you want to gently guide that child away from doing it that way and humbly display it and present it. That the it's not just the what you know, it's the how you present it. That's why it says knowledge puffs up. See, the Pharisees and Sadducees knew the word, but it just puffed them up. They just became more, and that's why God, I mean, Christ was so frustrated with them because he's like, you guys know the word and you're missing it because you're so, stuck on yourselves and stuff like that. But love builds up. Love is, I got this so I can help you. Your mindset is, how can I help you? So it'll change not only what you say, it'll change how you say it. And you want to embed that in the child for them to recognize that they want to do it. Because 1 Peter 3, 15 through 16 says, but in your hearts, set apart Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But watch this. It says, but do this with gentleness and respect. Two things that Christians tend to lack today, gentleness and respect. What that means is, I know they're coming from something else. So if they're coming from a Jewish religion or coming from a Muslim religion or coming just from the world or even coming as an atheist, whatever it is, I got to respect where they're coming from. When I say respect, it doesn't mean accept. It means I understand they come from something that they feel powerful about, but I'm going to be very gentle because I want to present Christ to them so they can get Christ the same way. Because all of us came from something that was bad that we at times thought was, that was my belief, that's my strength and all this. So I got to be very gentle in how I present it. When I come boldly to them or very arrogant and overdone with my Lord and my God, they just put their shield up and then we're fighting against them. And I don't realize I did more damage. You know what I mean? I see it to, like I said, we used to do it to the homosexual community in which we were so bold and we beat them up so bad. Now they just see us as the enemy. Now we're doing it to Muslims in which we come off at them as they're just the enemy. As if you're a Muslim, you're just an enemy. We see them as enemy. Instead of this gentle presenting to them, and I'm not saying once again in to accept the lifestyle or the things that they do. What I'm saying is we do it respectfully and gently because we plant the seeds and allow God to work. So you want to teach the child that's great. So you encourage them in what they know, but say, hey, but you got to be careful. If you do it wrong, it's not just what you say, it's how you do it. If you do it wrong, you can push more people away than bring people in, and that's dangerous. And you want to warn them of that, but always encourage them of the knowledge that they are getting, but also let them know the danger of when we do it wrong. So, excellent question. Thank you so much for giving that. All right, other questions. All right, praise God. Went well. Questions flew from the study. Amen. I'm sure as you study this even more, there's going to be other questions. Faith is one of those that we've allowed to be complicated because it doesn't fit what we want it to be, but it's something that you really got to know. So I encourage you to study in your small groups, study with your accountability partner, study with your family, get to know it. It's going to bring up more questions, but know faith so that you make sure you're living in faith. And not by sight, and not confusing it with these other things that we do have. Amen. So, if there's no other questions, we can close out. All right, let's pray. Then most heavenly, most gracious Father, giving you the glory, the praise, and the honor. We thank you once again, dear Lord, for your mercy and for your grace. And we just ask you to help us to continue to show mercy and grace to everyone we come in contact with. Help us to minister and to apply you and not to let how we feel or how we see it to get in the way to push others away, but in order for us just to do what you would have us do, in order to be instruments used by you, and not for us to be something to cause people to get away from you. We thank you so much for the love you continue to show us. We thank you for clearly giving us what faith is, but even when we don't get it clearly, we ask you for your clarity, dear Lord, through your spirit, and help us to get off of our own understanding. Help us to work with one another patiently and gently, dear Lord, and respectfully. Help us to minister in such a way, dear God, that we are being the light of the world, showing a true love that only comes from you. So as we leave out here today, we ask you to bless us in whatever situation we are in, that we may glorify you, display you, grow in you, trust in you, have faith in you at all times. We give you the glory, the praise, and the honor. And all these blessings we ask in your Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ's name. We all say,
amen.
Amen. All right. Love you all. Amen.
Good night, everyone.
Have a good night.
Bye, family.
Love you.